Brothers and sisters, just a little reflection from the readings we have just heard. First letter of St. John, chapter 5, from verse 5 to 13, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, from verse 7 to 11. We must have noticed that John was writing at the time there was some false teachings about our Lord Jesus Christ. What we can call Christological heresies. Some unbelievers, due to false teaching, deny the human nature of Christ. So John was writing to encourage the believers and to strengthen them in faith. He gave certain evidences to prove the humanity of Christ. Christ came by blood, water, and the Spirit. We know that John, together with our Blessed Mother, with wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene, we are standing near the cross of Jesus. So John saw what happened when one of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus. Blood and water gushed out. John was present. Even after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the apostles. He ate fish with them. The gospel tells us that after his baptism, a voice came from the heavens testifying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So Jesus is truly God and truly man. Although he had no sin, Jesus accepted to be baptized in solidarity with his people who were called to repentance. As Isaiah said, he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us holy and whole. By his bruises we are healed. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. When we look at some of the reasons for the incarnation, we see other evidences. The eternal word took flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary to atone for our sins, that we might know the love of God, to be a model of holiness for us, and to make us participate in the divine nature. Jesus is truly God and truly man. His divine nature restores our human nature, and his human nature atoned for our sins. The history and the liturgical celebration testify to this. In baptism, we are incorporated into his body. In the Eucharist, we eat his body and drink his blood. we are associated with him. So John is reminding us, especially at this modern time, encouraging us in faith. We have to be aware of some of this false teaching that may manifest itself in one way or the other. May our Lord make us strong in faith till he comes in glory. Praise be to Jesus and Mary. Amen.